quite a lot is happening these days in the developer tooling and runtime space. I mean, you know, developer tooling, that stuff that you're using under the hood when you're building a website, something like Vite, or if you're into Python, something like UV for managing Python versions, or something like Bun for installing packages and also, of course, for executing JavaScript code outside of the browser, that kind of stuff. A lot is happening there. For example, today, OpenAI released an announcement that they are acquiring Astral, which is the company behind the UV tool, which is a Python tool. And I'll get back to that because even if you're not into Python, and I'm not very much into Python, that's quite interesting. Now, there have also been other developments recently. For example, the Vite team released their own full framework or announced their own full framework, but I'll get back to that in a future episode. I've not been able to use it yet. I want to stick to these recent developments regarding to OpenAI, but also Anthropic to some degree. Now, here's the thing. OpenAI acquired Astral. And Astral, as I mentioned, is a company that's behind popular Python tools like UV, which is, I'll admit it, the only tool I've used by them, but I'm using it all the time when I'm working with Python. Now, I'm not primarily a Python developer. I rather work with TypeScript, JavaScript, but here and there, I, of course, have to write a tiny Python program, maybe a little web scraper, some utility program, whatever. So, of course, I do work with Python here and there. And I'll be very honest, I found it always quite frustrating before I discovered UV 1 year ago or something like that. Because UV is much faster than pip, it makes it much easier to spin up multiple virtual environments with different Python versions. It's super quick to switch between them. It makes version management, package management a breeze. It makes working with Python so much more fun. I can't tell you how amazing this tool is. It is really, really great. That's the tool, in the end, OpenAI acquired. And the question, of course, is why? Why would they bother? I mean, this is a tool you can use for free. It's not something you have to pay for. So why would OpenAI buy it? Well, I would say for the same reasons why Anthropic acquired Bun last year in early December. Bun, of course, is a JavaScript runtime similar to Node.js, faster than Node.js. It supports TypeScript out of the box. And here's the first interesting clue. Anthropic, of course, wrote Claude Code. Claude Code uses Bun, or is written in Bun, so to say. So it's written in TypeScript, of course, but it's based on the Bun runtime. As the Bun team said in their announcement of the acquisition by Anthropic, Claude Code ships as a Bun executable to millions of users. So Bun, in case you don't know, has that feature that you can compile your project, your files, your TypeScript files into a single binary, which you can then ship to other users, which can run it without having Bun installed. So that's what Anthropic did, and they, in the end, acquired the runtime, one of their main tools, Claude Code, and I guess Claude Cowork as well, is based on. Now, we can already see why they did that in a recent Twitter post, very recent indeed. It's also from yesterday when I'm recording this. There, Jared Sumner, the head of Bun, so to say, posted that in the next version of Bun, there will be a Bun WebView API built into Bun that makes it easy to programmatically control a headless web browser. So no more Playwright, you don't need to install extra tooling, it's built into Bun. Why would they do that? The original vision of Bun was to be an alternative to Node.js. So you could argue mostly a server-side runtime. A WebView built in was probably not one of the highest priorities back then. Well, of course, it makes a lot of sense if we're thinking of tools like Claude Code, which are agentic tools, which of course benefit from having certain tools built in. I mean, if it's easy for Claude Code or Claude Cowork to spin up a browser and take a look at the website it built or interact with your online banking account if you want to. That, of course, helps Claude Code. That makes it more useful because, of course, all these companies have the vision of building a generic AI agent. We have those coding agents right now. They are very useful, and that's why I have courses on Codex and Claude Code, and you find links below if you want to learn all about them. But that's, of course, not the end goal of those companies. Those companies want to build versatile agents. So it makes sense that Anthropic bought the runtime that powers its main agent, Claude Code, and that they extend it in ways that makes Claude Code more versatile, that gives Claude Code easy access to certain tools it might need. So that makes sense, and I would argue it's the same reason for why OpenAI is acquiring Astrel. Here, we're talking about some Python tooling. Codex, their main coding agent, is written in Rust, not in Python, but these Python tools are also written in Rust. So they are, of course, acquiring a team of people that have the knowledge needed to continue developing Codex, and they acquire tools that can, of course, also be used to run one-off tasks or execute some utility scripts quickly through Python via those tools. So I would say the reason is pretty much the same. They are acquiring tools that hopefully, from OpenAI's perspective, make Codex or the AI agents they are working on more powerful, more versatile. And I mean, they're saying that in their announcement, OpenAI, expanding Codex beyond coding. The goal is, of course, not to be stuck at coding. Code, of course, is the entry door to automating everything on a computer in the end. And that is clear to you, to me, and of course also to them. So of course they want to leverage tools like the tools built by Astrel and continue evolving Codex into a general agent that can do all kinds of stuff. And I'm already doing that actually. I'm using Codex, or actually I'm mostly using Pi, which is an amazing open source coding agent, which you can use with your Codex subscription if you want to. It's super minimal and extensible. I love it. I created a separate video about it. Might create more content on it. I'm using that, but I'm also using it for more than just coding. I'm using it to analyze certain documents and automate certain tasks on my machine. So that is what I'm doing. That is, of course, what they want to do. And that is, I think, the reason behind this acquisition. Now, with all these acquisitions, we always hear that the tools, of course, will stay open source, and I have no doubt that they will. Of course, you can definitely argue or doubt whether the future focus of these tools will be in line with the motivation or the things that are important for the users of these tools. So for example, you could argue whether people that are building web applications on top of Bun, if they need this web view, they probably don't. But yeah, that is what I mean, that the tools, the runtimes and so on, they stay open source, but of course the future direction, the future roadmap might not closely align with the priorities or the wishes of the people that use these tools in the past. But of course, we should also give them the benefit of doubt. We don't know what will happen here to the Astrel tools, to UV and so on. And yeah, that's just my two cents on this and what I think of that and what I think where this entire ecosystem in the end is heading here and what the goal of these AI tools is. But as always, please also share your thoughts on this and let me know what you think is the reason and what we can expect from acquisitions like this.